Kilgore, last name K-I-L-G-O-R-E, Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, 72574. Just complaints, I feel angry, number two, I feel cold, number three, my upper back hurts, number four, when I exercise, I get tired, number six, I've been taking Adipex, I've been losing weight, but my stamina is not increasing, number seven, I've had some hot flashes off and on, number eight, strong family history, stroke, just concerned about possibility of stroke. My patient is a 47-year-old woman who resides at home. She's working as a school teacher for her church as a volunteer, period. In the paragraph, she comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 4 days. She's seen a couple of different physicians for the upper back pain on the right side. One doctor told her it was the muscle between the ribs that were inflamed, but it's definitely not getting better. On the other hand, she's not taking any anti-inflammatories, period. In the paragraph, she has no cough, no congestion. Oh, she has a slight sore throat, but no cough or congestion, no skin lesion, no hemaremesis, meningitis, no seizure or convulsion. Patient does have hot flashes, does feel weak. Does feel cold. She does have issues with getting tired a lot and when she exercises. And she has some issues with leg pain and arm pain that comes and goes. She also has a family history of stroke that she's quite concerned about. And I also feel like her thyroid is swelling up and would like to have that rechecked today. Period. On exam, she weighs 150 pounds. With the help of Adipex, she is losing weight. She's lost 8 pounds just since October. 100%, 98.3, 16, 95, pulse, 119 over 81, heart, positive, one positive, still lungs, feel bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows injury, skin, shows no rash, or a mucosal with amnesia, neurological, non-focal patient, has no skin lesion, there's tenderness over the ribs on the right side. Number one, as far as the rib pain is concerned, at one time we were concerned about her gallbladder, she was scheduled for a hiatus scan, but that went away. And she never saw the specialist because the gallbladder pain is gone, the abdominal pain is gone. Number two, as far as the musculoskeletal pain is concerned, she's had X-rays before. Next is to do a CT of the chest, but before we do that, we're going to put her on Medrol, Dospac, and Naproxen, moist heat, to see how she does. Next number, she also complains of palpitations. Because of that, we looked at her echocardiogram. That heart looked normal. An echocardiogram. I also reassured her that the fact that she feels short of breath when she exercises, even though she's lost weight, is because of deconditioning. She needs to continue to exercise and walk. There's no chest pain, but if symptoms continue, stress test is in order. Next number. Because of her strong family history of stroke, we did a carotid ultrasound. There's no change from in the carotid ultrasound since 2020. Next number, we looked at her gallbladder again because of history of gallbladder disease, especially with severe abdominal pain, and one time she was scheduled for a hiatus scan, comma, but today it looks fine. There's no pain. There's no Murphy sign. There's no nausea or vomiting. Next number, her maintenance exam mammogram is up to date. Next number, there's no family history of colon cancer, so she's going to have a colonoscopy at 50. Next number, her mammogram was a year ago. Next number, we also recommended Estrovan to help with the postmenopausal syndrome symptoms. She had a hysterectomy 25 years ago. If not improved, we need to see a specialist regarding bioidentical hormone. Next number, her cholesterol in February was 270. She wanted to lose weight without taking any medication. Her triglycerides was 153, LDL was 184. We talked about this again. Next number, there's no evidence of diabetes. Next number, her thyroid looks good. Next number, her hemoglobin A1C is okay. Next number, she's definitely not anemic. Next number, vitamin B12 is within normal limits. Next number, her FSH is 51, which is most likely consistent with perimenopausal syndrome. Next number, progesterone 2.5. Next number, the Estrovan should help her symptoms. Next number is that we talked about walking, increasing her stamina. She's going to start doing that. Next number, her Doppler study of the lower extremities were within normal limits. Next number is her neck, which she complains of. Yeah, the fullness in her neck was within normal limits. Next number, pelvic ultrasound shows no change since 2020. Next number, venous and Doppler ultrasounds of the upper and lower extremities are normal since she has some pain with activity. Next number, there's no evidence of significant evidence of peripheral vascular disease. Next number, echocardiogram, as I mentioned, is within normal limits, which was done because of palpitation and also decreased exercise tolerance per patient. Next number, no sign of carotid significant carotid stenosis. Next number, we'll recheck patient on the 23rd of this month, and we'll see how she's doing with her pain in her back. If not improved, we'll proceed with a CT scan at that time. Next number, today she had flu A, flu B, and strep tests, which were all negative as well. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.